Man, oh man. It's been the big tease now for about a year. Ford Bronco's coming. Ford Bronco's coming. Hey, baby, Ford Bronco, you can get ordered right now with your name on it at sandersonford.com. I had a little family get together at my house not too long ago. The neighbor walked over and said, you know, Rosie, when your family comes over, your front yard looks like a Sanderson Ford parking lot. My mama drives a Sanderson Ford. My sister drives a Sanderson Ford. The daughters that live in Arizona both drive Sanderson Ford. Jennifer drives a Sanderson Ford. I've got two Sanderson Ford pickup trucks. Romy shows up, and he shows up in all three of his Sanderson Ford vehicles. Everybody I know, everybody I love, I tell them, there isn't any reason to buy a vehicle anyplace else other than Sanderson Ford. The most award-winning Ford dealership in Arizona. Giving back to, they just distributed 60,000 Ford-manufactured personal protection breathing devices to the hospitals in our community. These are the kind of people you want to do business with. Yeah, my front yard looks like a Sanderson Ford parking lot, and I'm damn proud of it.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. If you'd like to join the conversation, when the auto attendant answers, there's a recorded message, blah, 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 blah. Just hit one and you can skip all that and get right into the studio. We were talking with Chris, trying to locate a little leaky water.
Chris, this last plumber that was telling you you wouldn't fix it till the sink clogged up, were you trying to tell me that this leak is probably in the soil line, not in the supply line?
If I understand what you're asking me, it's on the floor, and since it's been replumbed, it has to be coming, in my opinion, out of the drain lines, you know, some way.
You haven't had your house drilled by a termite pest control company around the concrete, have you?
No.
Okay. All right.
No.
And your house, I'm sorry, you said the house was built in 65?
Yes.
Okay. Well, here's what we need to do. Where are you? Just give me major cross streets.
60 and McClintock are rural.
Easy. Okay. Listen, Chris, you mentioned the word camera. Someone has sent a camera down your line?
Yes, I got some you know, white stuff on my brick. Had been there for a long time. Finally dawned on me, oh, shoot, it's right underneath my kitchen sink. Could this be a problem? So I called a plumber out, and they camera'd. That's when they said, yeah, there's this hairline crack there.
Okay.
I called Arizona locating company
okay. To
see if they could come out. I have not been able to get any callback or response to my email since Monday.
Okay, Chris, here's what you need to do. I'm going to have someone from New Flow call you, okay? When you have a soil line, a drain line going bad, there's a couple ways you can do that to replace it. You can saw cut the concrete, destroy covering, make an unbelievably large mess inside your house, and literally replumb the drain line for your home. The other way is saw cut in a couple strategic places and use special equipment where they literally take new pipe and they pull it, cram it through where the old pipe was. It's called the pull-through method. There's another method where they actually show up with an epoxy liner. They put it down your soil and inflate it to get it back up to the diameter of the old pipe. It cures and dries. And now you have a restored soil line, probably for the next 100 years.
I was going to say, if
PVC.
If they get it done seamlessly, epoxy, you know, we don't know how long it'll last. But
and I'm telling you, Chris, I just went through this at my very own home. My home was built in 1965, and we were beginning to experience trouble. New Flow just finished relining our home Friday. And they send you a camera picture of what it looks like before. Boy, that was gross. That was, and that was scary. And that was really, I mean, it, when you see the before, you're so scared. You're scared. Don't use that bathroom. Don't use that bathroom. Don't go use that bathroom.
Just don't use that as this year's holiday card,
oh,
okay?
Oh, man. And then they send you a picture of what it looks like when they're done. And you think, wow. Now, it means Jennifer couldn't buy the new leather couch she wanted.
Not yet.
So all that money got put into our sewer lines, but we don't have to worry about that now for a long time.
Well, when she sits down now on that leather couch, when it finally comes, she'll be able to enjoy it.
Won't have
without
to worry.
Having to worry about the smell.
Or the backflow, that's for sure. So, Chris, I'm going to tell you that New Flow will come out there. You tell them you and I talked on the phone, on the radio. They will come out, and they'll send another camera down for free. It won't cost you a penny. And let's take a look at that film together, and then let's get a proposal from New Flow and see if that isn't going to be the most cost-effective way you can solve the problem. I have become a big, big fan of New Flow. I'll tell you, I learned about them from a homeowner in Tucson. In the Catalina Mountains, he said, my wife will not let me. It was a long house overlooking all of Tucson, and the sewer line went right down the hall, all the way through the entire house. They would have had to saw cut 3 feet wide through all this tile. He said, look, my wife wouldn't do it. She was going to use, she was going to have me park a J-John in the driveway before she let me saw cut that tile floor up. And I found these guys, and you ought to do some research on them. And so about 6 years ago, we kind of started doing some research on them. And then Greg Peterson, the urban farmer, used them at his house.
Mm-hmm.
And let's finish the New Flow 4-minute commercial. I didn't mean to do that, but I think that's Chris's best solution.
And from what I've been observing, I've been wondering, okay, so when are we going to get a design that we don't put water and drain lines underneath our concrete slabs?
Well, we're one of the unique places that do that. Everybody else is up on stilts, you know?
Where they have crawl spaces.
Yeah, yeah.
But having some kind of, you know, where it's maybe trenched on the outside and you've got a protective plate over the top and you would sleeve it coming into the house, so if you ever needed to replace it, you could just slide a new tube in and eliminate those problems. So when you do need to upgrade, and then of course, if you're putting it in and you know, this New Flow, it can go into the supply side. So if you're running copper and you epoxy coat the inside, like I said, we don't know, but I mean, that could be a 300-year system.
It could.
All right, hey, let's get to Kim.
Kim's got another water problem. Let's see if we can take care of Kim. Good morning, Kim.
1-888.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you, guys. We bought our house about 4 months ago, and it was built in 1998. The landscaping, the water system for watering outside is giving us, we've been told it's called Water Hammer. I've never heard of it before, but I've had three I had a plumber out, I had landscapers out, nobody can seem to figure out why it's doing this, and it's loud. Like, I'm scared some pipe somewhere is going to break, and I'm going to have a big water problem. So I don't know what to do or who to even call.
Well you're going to be so glad you called us.
I'm
glad I called, because this has been going on for a while.
Now, this is easy to solve.
We may not be able to identify what's causing it, but they make... Mm-hmm.
We got to do a water pressure test first on the house.
Make sure we get,
you'd like to be under 70 pounds, 60, most plumbers, most plumbing manufacturing companies like 60.
And that's something else I don't get. Why is it not code to put a water pressure regulator on a house when you're building it? So if you don't have a water pressure regulator, we need to get one of those installed. If that solves it, then great. If there's already one and we still have that problem, you put an air hammer arrestor on there, and you know, you can either, if you know how to solder, you can do it yourself, or you call a plumber and they do it.
Yeah.
And it's basically a pressure chamber so that when the water shuts off and all of that pressure comes in, this canister is that shock absorber for all that water hitting. And it'll keep that from that air hammer from happening. And I think the Sioux Chief is the brand that makes it. And I think they're $30-$40.
Yeah, that's it. Now, Kim, the landscaping control valve is causing the problem, and that's not unusual. Can you tell which particular station is causing the problem?
Every time it switches from one zone to the next, it happens.
Okay, that's good. It's good because we can solve it with just one arrestor at the vacuum breaker that feeds the valve box. This is going to be easy. You're going to be so glad you called us. This is what we do. We solve the unsolvable. Kim, we've got your phone number. We've got your phone number. Okay. We've got your name. We're going to call you at the end of the show, and we're going to tell you who we want you to call to come over and get this dilemma solved. Because you are right. That is it's hard on your plumbing system to be going through that kind of a racket. You know, you can't be making that much noise without hurting something. And you're just, it is an air hammer. You're slamming pressure back and forth inside your plumbing line. And it will cause a problem. Now, they've only been in the house a little while. The other thing I'd like Kim to do is call the prior owner and say, was this a problem when you were in the house? Because if something has changed, if y'all have changed something, we could take a look at that as well. But if it's something they've been dealing with forever, pressure regulator, Sioux Chief's hammer, air hammer arrestor, and you're done. Bada bing, bada boom.
Just got a text message from a listener. Says, listen to the program and have authentic garage doors at my home right now. Putting on a new one. Old one has seen its day.
All right.
Using a Rosie on the House certified partner. Listen to the radio broadcast. Thanks for spending your Saturday morning with us.
You know, I love helping people. And you were telling me that our video on how to secure French doors is almost up to 100,000 views.
It is. And you want to talk through how that's done? And then I'll talk about the questions people are now asking in addition to that.
I just want people to go see the video because it is so easy for me to break into your house. It would scare you to death. And I don't want to scare you. But if you have double French doors, I can get in your house in less than 10 seconds. Go watch the video, and you will stop me or anybody else that tries to get in. And how much is it going to cost to secure the door? Probably nothing. You probably have what you need.
A zinc-coated screw laying around the house somewhere.
Two zinc-coated screws. You probably have it sitting in your garage already. Get to RosieOnTheHouse.com and watch that video, securing double French doors.
And then the question people are asking past that is, well, what if they just smash the glass and reach in and unlock the handle at that point, let themselves in? Well, there's a couple things you can do there. You can install a deadbolt that you need a key to unlock from the inside. Now,
double cylinder.
Fire departments don't really like that if they're trying to exit the house fast and they can't find the key and everything. But you know, if you were running away from a fire, you would throw yourself through that glass pretty easily and then get out that way. Or there are security laminates that you can't break. It's incredible.
That's right.
Ace security laminates, you can order it online. They'll ship it to you in sheets, cut it out, put it over the glass. Now, the glass will break, but the security laminate holds it together so you can't penetrate
through it. Put your hand through it.
The CEO of the company has a video of himself getting into a vehicle with this on the windshield, having AK-47 shot at the window, emptying a 30-round clip, and then steps out.